about integrated regeneration, and I was given the example of Craig Muller in Edinburgh, obviously about 20 or 30 years ago. There was quite a lot of deprivation and poverty over the past sort of 25 years. I mean, there's been a lot of regeneration work done, and it's been very successful, not just in terms of the physical fabric and the fact that people really like the houses that they live in, but there's more of a community spread now. And the real problems in Craig Muller are now channeled generally into four streets only, from a much wider area sort of 30 years ago. So there's been a lot of success there. We have done a lot of integrated regeneration and community engagement, and it's absolutely crucial. What we're doing in planning in Edinburgh is that we're going out what we call charrettes, and I'm sure quite a few people have been involved in charrettes in their own local area, and we're actually saying to people, we have an outcome that we want to achieve, which is a much better living environment for you. How do you think we should achieve that? So we're hearing what people are saying, and we're hearing what kind of environment people want to live in, what kind of houses they want to live in, what kind of streets they want to live in, what kind of public realm spaces between buildings they want to see. So this is absolutely crucial. It's empowering the community. It's making sure that the community have a say, and they don't feel as though the planners are going along and saying, this is a fait accompli, this is a plan, and we're imposing that on you. It's very crucial that it's bottom up and not top down.